Welcome to Cope and Tell, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentel.com.
Upper secondary education. After the completion of primary school, Danish students can study for several types of youth education. The general type of this education, a CX, lasts 3 years, during which the student receives education and skills in natural sciences, social sciences, and humanities. There are also several other secondary education programs of varying length and focus. For example, special science, HTX, and trade, HHX. There is also HF, a two-year program in which the student will subsequently be allowed to study to be a nurse or a school teacher, i.e., medium cycle higher education program / qualification, or trade-related education, such as a caretaker or a painter, i.e., vocational upper secondary education. If you have completed upper secondary education, you can apply to study at one of the Danish universities, i.e., long cycle higher education program / qualification. For all programs in Denmark, students are entitled to receive state education support, Statens Uddannelsesstøtte, at the age of 18 years old. For students not residing with their parents, the rate in 2018 was 6,090 Danish kroner, or $954.86 per month before tax. If your education is prolonged and you are no longer eligible for state education support, you can get a cheap student loan with an interest rate of 1%. Danes and democracy. On June 5, 1849, the Danish king, Frederick VII, signed the first draft of the Danish constitution, inspired by the 18th century Norwegian constitution. However, the budding democracy was reserved for only about 15% of the Danish population, specifically men over 30 years old with a high income. Democracy would be housed in a two-chamber system, with a county council and a parliamentary assembly. The first consisted of lords who had permanent seats. The other seats would be elected. Despite these restrictions, the freedom of speech and assembly was introduced, and the lords decreed that property rights were inviolable, while protecting the right to physically punish their employees, which was only abolished in 1921. In the wake of Denmark's disastrous defeat in 1864, followed by the loss of the German-speaking parts of the country and southern Jutland, it was decided that the constitution would be amended. On this occasion, the county council was given even greater influence than before, at the expense of the liberals. With the support of the Danish king, the council managed to keep the parliament unaffected for almost a decade, from 1885 to 1894. The battle between the two parties, the right, today the Conservative People's Party, and the left, Venstre, Denmark's Liberal Party, continued until the turn of the century.
The gates to the dark history of Copenhagen are open once again. On this walking tour, we will take a journey back in time to some of the most dramatic, tragic, and dark events in the Danish capital's history. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, we will visit the central locations in the old medieval part of the city centre. From Swedish besieges and British bombardments, to witch burnings and executions, Copenhagen was a much smaller city than today, enclosed and claustrophobic behind high city walls, and with sparse and primitive sanitary conditions, which became a threat to its inhabitants when the plague epidemic hit in 1711, killing one-third of Copenhagen's inhabitants. The dark part of Copenhagen's history includes poverty and poor housing, which played its part in the bad living conditions of the majority of the population. Other dramatic stories and events told on this tour include the cholera epidemic of 1853 and the city fires of 1728 and 1795, which have played a central part in shaping the current look and architecture of Copenhagen's city centre. We will also pass some of the Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard's old addresses, and the place where the world-famous Danish brewery, Carlsberg, was founded. So, book your spot on the tour now on copentel.com.
Det Centrale Person Register. CPR, the Central Person Register. To get access to the Danish welfare system and its different institutions and services, such as hospitals, education, nursing homes, and kindergartens, all Danish citizens must register in the CPR. Danish Central Person Register contains information on all Danish citizens, including gender, year of birth, place of birth, full name, address, including a municipality, road, house number, city, and all former Danish addresses, military base, if applicable, whether they are a member of Folkekirken, the People's Church, information on family members, such as parents and children, marital status and spousal information, political party. In exchange for all this information, the Danes are given access to the services of the Danish welfare system, such as education, medical care, and nursing homes. All Danish citizens have a CPR card, which is a plastic card around the same size as a credit card. The Danes use it in many different situations, such as doctor's visits, dentist's appointments, borrowing books at the library, other interactions with public institutions, such as hospitals, schools, and nursing homes. Book a spot on Copentel's World War II walking tour in Copenhagen. Take a journey back to the 1940s, when the Nazi German forces had occupied the Danish capital. On this guided walking tour, we will visit the city district of Vesterbro and the city center of Copenhagen. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, who is specialized in the Second World War and the German occupation of Denmark 1940-1945, you will have the unique opportunity to visit some of the central places of the Danish freedom struggle during the Second World War. You'll become acquainted with the central themes and paradoxes of the period. Danes in the resistance movement and Danes in German service, which came to violent expression through assassinations and bomb attacks that divided the Danish population during the five long years from 1940 to 1945. We will stop outside at some of Copenhagen's most central locations and sites from the Second World War. This includes the former Gestapo headquarters at Schellhuset, where we will hear the story of the British bombing of the building on the 21st of March 1945 and its consequences. We will also visit the place where the resistance group Holger Dansk was founded and come past the dreaded addresses from which Hitler's henchmen ruled Denmark with an iron hand. You can book your spot on copentel.com.
You have been listening to Copentel, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentel.com.